Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
Boom, 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 and do 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 do. It's the Comedy Trap House. We back for another episode, you guys. We got three guys in here. We gonna talk about French and fries. And then you dip the chip, and then you dip the chip, and then you let them hips go low.
Let's go.
Comedy Trap House on a Monday. You already know. I said the boom, 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 the boom, 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 boom. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I'm your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yeah.
I got Emmanuel.
I'm not feeling good.
Oh, shut up.
I got things. I got two things I want to start off with. Two things.
Okay.
Because we were just in here talking about allergies and sneezing.
Yeah.
And we was laughing. I like when Emmanuel's brother's in here. When he sneezes, I'm like, I just hear Ethiopian sayings when he sneezes. He sneezes, I hear, Habisha!
Habisha!
Better one!
Injera!
Habisha!
Injera!
And I've just been laughing to myself the past 5 minutes.
His sneeze is spicy.
But
that's hilarious.
I got something for y'all.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what he pulling out?
I bought oatmeal cookies for the
He brought out the oatmeal cooks, nigga.
Oh, they put real tape on here.
Oatmeal
they sure
cooks, nigga.
So go ahead.
It's over for y'all.
Oh, shit.
It's over for y'all.
Everybody thank pass
you.
One, girl.
Thank you.
Let me get one first.
Yeah. Each one teach one.
And pass it down.
Then bring it back like a butt.
Come on, pass down. Bring it back like a butt.
Bring it back like thank Travis Porter.
There you go. Bam. Ooh, all right.
Okay.
Okay, oatmeal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You bring it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's solid.
We also like Danny.
You know, hit the light.
You're fired. You're fired. you just got here. You're fired. you done turned the lights off. It's wild out here, y'all.
Habisha!
Habisha! This nigga Cam said Danny had this shirt on. He said he was in the backyard riding his bike. He said, it's Amigo in our backyard.
Riding bike.
All right.
All right, now we can go into it. That's all I have.
I know, fans right. Mad as hell. We snacking in the air. Y'all listen to it. Listen.
I feel like, you remember when you were a kid in elementary school and the teacher used to bring snacks sometimes mm-hmm. and you'd be super excited? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel right now. Like, all right, before we get started, y'all.
Get them cookies in. So, in podcast news, since we're talking about podcasts, shout out Joe Rogan, man. He's
shout out.
Shout out Joe Rogan, man. He
he made a deal with Spotify that's life changing, and fans are mad, and I love it. I love every bit of it because.
Why are they mad?
I would do the same thing. Because people don't like change.
They don't like change.
They don't like change. They need to take all coins away from stores.
Here's the thing.
They saying they're going to miss. The biggest thing they're going to miss is the YouTube comment section.
Yeah.
Now, I feel that. Because that's what you know. You want to see the conversation. But look, we don't know Spotify is going to do that or not. Because they adding a video thing for them already. They don't have that already. Yeah, yeah. So if they can add the video, I'm sure they can add the comments.
And a lot of people,
I mean, they will probably have comments, but it just, there's a culture of commenters on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's hard to switch over, but.
But here's the thing.
That's a power play.
Look.
It's definitely, yeah.
It's free.
It's free.
Like, I don't pay for Spotify. I always just had this free account and you can just go in there and use it.
No. Spotify isn't necessarily, because you can, I don't know if he means that you're gonna have to. You might have to look it up for us, Danny. But okay. I don't know if it means that you're gonna have to have a Spotify account and then it's free, or if it's because right now, like before I got the Spotify account, I can only listen to one Tropical Trop or Die Storm.
Well, I have an account, but I don't pay for it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you don't pay for the premium, you can't listen to the whole album. It don't let you pick. Like yeah, you just got
it just don't let you pick which song in a row.
It just shuffles through it. Yeah, like, because even Wes was telling me, he was like, Trap or Die. He was like, I can only listen to Trap Boys because then it shuffles to the other Tropical Storm.
Wait, so you just have to make an account. That's it.
No, you're going to have to pay.
You got to pay to get it in order.
But I don't pay nothing.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'll show you after.
Because, you know, I just got it on my computer. And
oh, yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you after.
I play everything.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a new thing they're doing because it's video.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had video before. Even ADD had a show on there, right?
But this Spotify?
Wasn't it Spotify? Didn't they have that track?
They might have been sponsored by.
Well, we was watching it. Yeah, it did.
It was on Spotify? Yeah. Okay, well, they should be fine, man.
See, they had shows before. I don't know why people are making it seem like they never had video content, but.
But the deal was over 100 mil, and that's the. First off, it got to be that because it's Joe Rogan.
No.
And he's an entity and
Well, make it good. He's just licensing it to them.
And
they don't own it. He still owns the IP. So after 3 years, either he can re-up and pay him more, or he can go somewhere else or go right back to YouTube. And I think they're still going to drop the clips on YouTube. So
for anybody listening out there, IP means intellectual property. And if you got some type of show or business and you are dealing with a company or dealing with people, you should make sure that you can try to keep your IP in some form or fashion if you can. Because it's very important.
Or come back for it later on.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's where the shift's happening right now. It's going towards the content creators. Ain't no more middleman. This is why they're saying agencies are about to start dying.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, yo, we just want to cut the deal. Joe Rogan's getting $100 million. For most companies or businesses, if they cut $100 million, that means probably, less than 50% they're going to pocket, right? Because you got to pay so much other things, so the process of whatever has to work, the machine. But when you're a podcast and you could just sit down as we are and control everything from the production to the editing to the actual content, you know, why go in? Like, just come straight to the creator. And with more and more of these streaming services coming, with more and more of the competition that's coming, you see not Batman versus Superman, Justice League.
Yeah.
The Snyder Cup is officially happening. We'll get to that. But, you know, online is creating more and more platforms for people to create content.
Yeah.
And if you are right now, and if you've had a back catalog of stuff, keep going. Keep going, because if it gets better and better, like, all these people are going to be looking for your audience, they're going to be looking for content, and they're going to be looking for to breed new creators for themselves. And so even if you're not big and you're just creating something good and interesting, creative, they're going to invest in you as well.
Yep.
So I think the other play too, to add on to what you're saying, everything was great that you said, is if you have power like Joe Rogan, keep your IP, but also try to get equity in the company that's licensing your thing so you can get money when the stock goes up, because he made the stock go up 11%. They made about $5 billion or something with their stock going up that much. So
they said he made $4 million that day.
That's crazy.
But I'm saying
Rogan?
They made
Joe Rogan himself. He made an extra four because of the stocks.
Yeah.
But Spotify made billions. So paying him $100 million was nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's beautiful.
It's just one of those things where it's like, you have to look at people. People, they don't understand the position that he's in. So that's why, of course, and we said they don't like change. But also, this is generational change in money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta take this type of this deal, and I get to still do. He don't have to. So, but
supposedly, you know, he made $30 million a year or something like that. Just for podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that means even other deals. His stand up.
Yeah.
You know, he sells out arenas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like,
you don't have to.
100 million. I mean, He could have possibly made that in 4 years.
But it could have been 120, 150 million. No, he could have, but you know, it's like, why not take it?
Because it's one big chunk of... Why take it is because it's one big chunk of...
Especially when you have all control.
And you have all your control. You keep everything. It would be stupid not to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a great move. It boosts everybody's worth up.
Yeah.
Honestly.
That's important.
He's the most powerful.
Yeah,
he's
but it boosts everybody.
Millions and millions of views a day. But every creator's net worth has kind of gone up a bit now.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's why it's important to do it. Like, some people may call him a sellout, but if he didn't do this, now everyone else has a chance to look at themselves like, hey, our value just went up. Like, he put up the value of all content creators now, because content creators are getting $100 million
for a
deal for a podcast. Like, just to speak. Like, everyone price went up because of that.
So, hey, listen, y'all listen, come to Comedy Trap House.
Come on, man.
Come to Comedy Trap House.
It's my podcast.
Take this shit. Nigga, soon they come in. I know Joe Rogan's wife gave him torrential head laugh that when he got home.
No, she did. She used to this.
No, she used to it, but she, baby, you just keep getting money. I appreciate it.
She like, he was in there acting all, you know, had an ego. She's like, what is this supposed to impress me? 100 million?
He said, bitch.
Joe Rogan's wife.
Joe is supposed to, like, we've been getting millions.
She got to be nice to him, man.
Yeah, she got, yeah.
I'm not the one to criticize anybody in a relationship, but I'm just saying, this guy's like, Joe Rogan is like to be held up very high amongst this generation.
Like, oh, no, for sure.
Like, he's changing.
For sure.
He has a part in changing the world.
From Fear Factor to this.
Come on, like, man.
Not only y'all just niggas his karma is amazing, but just the fact what he's doing. The conversations he's having. He is literally like a cross between, like, what's the famous radio guy?
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Or Tom Joyner.
Definitely Tom Joyner. And the morning show.
Tom Joyner. Howard Stern. All right.
Yep.
And who's the old ass man from news? He's still not dead.
Matt.
I know.
What's his name? King? King.
Oh, Larry King?
Larry King. Yeah, yeah. That's who Joe Rogan is to me. Like, of our generation, when people at
Larry King is a vampire.
Listening to Larry King as a. That was one of the special people you could get, like, kind of hardcore real information from. It wasn't a typical news broadcaster of just, welcome, this report, and who are we talking? It was more like having real discussions, right?
When I was younger, I just knew Joe Rogan, Fear Factor.
And that's all I knew. I didn't know. I was like, yeah, this dude from Fear Factor. But, I just think that...
That mind went for
five seconds. Nigga, all I could think about was Fear Factor.
Yeah, but
and these girls drinking semen.
Yeah, cow semen. Yeah, cow semen or something like that.
They were drinking. That
That's when I would have been out.
Bull testicles.
But you see what you got to do to make it.
Yeah, yeah. You got.
Sometimes you got to be on a show. Semen.
No, sometimes you just got. Sometimes you just got to gulp some semen.
You know what? I wasn't gonna go that far, but you know, if that's a choice,
ladies, yes, men, no.
I mean, if you a gay man, maybe you like,
hey man, yeah, gay man go below semen sometimes.
So to each of them. Other than that, I completely forgot the rest of
it. If you a gay man, guck to some gunner.
Guck to some gunner.
Everything litty, I love it.
Guck to some gunner.
I can never listen to those music.
Drip too hard, my drown.
Is that how they sound?
You know what it sound like. You've been there before. You done got good before.
I done good. Good.
Just go to the next topic.
Yeah, just go to the next topic.
I wasn't done with Fear Factor.
Let me finish chewing this part.
That's what she said. I hope not.
Yeah, shit's amazing overall. But
no, Fear Factor, real quick. They did some shit on there I think one time they had the nigga in the glass box with all the snakes.
Right.
Yeah, not doing it. Not doing it. They,
I think I can do snakes over.
Are they
I can do the snakes over spiders.
I can't do that spider shit.
I don't know. They're not defanged. They was biting them. They was biting them. They not poisonous, but they was biting them. They had the big Borg straight in there. One time, I think the dude was like, "Oh, he's squeezing my arm." Oh, no, fuck that, man. Get me out this. They did some wild shit. Like the first challenge was usually something like small. Then the second one was usually like, first one was always like eating something.
Yeah.
Like crickets or like I said, they had bull testicles. They had all type of shit, and then the second one would be something with animals and shit. Yeah. That's the one I would be always worried about. I'm like, fuck, man. Cause they had the one with spiders. I'm like, man.
Roaches. The worms is the easiest one.
Yeah, worms. Yeah, I can do that.
Why do they have Ludacris take over of all people?
Ludacris is a good personality.
I don't want to see Ludacris do that.
He's a good person.
I love that Ludacris has a rapper.
No, you don't. Not if you don't want to see him on Fear Factor. No, you don't.
I don't want no rappers on Fear Factor.
You don't want nobody.
That's the last thing. They ain't going
to. We need
a host. He started as a radio personality.
He did start as a radio personality.
That's fine. And he ended up not a radio personality.
That's true.
So
he did.
You know, I don't know.
You a hater, dog.
I'd rather see him in Fast and the Furious.
You just said you got to start somewhere.
It's so watered down now, man.
I didn't even know
it still come on.
Yeah, it was on.
That's
but
with Luda.
It was on with Luda, but I don't even know. I have no idea if it's on now. Man.
Shout out to Luda, though.
Yeah, all them shows like that are kind of interesting. Them ghost hunting shows, Fear Factor, all them shit.
I don't care for the ghost hunting.
No, I'm not.
They're not interesting.
It's not interesting.
They don't never show. They show a little blurb.
Or they show something fly across the room. You like these goddamn special effects?
What the fuck, man?
But I'll tell you what was good.
What?
Versus this weekend with Beanie Man versus Bounty Killer.
How did that go?
The best one yet.
The best one?
It was a party. It was a full-blown party.
Best one yet.
Okay,
I don't know how they're going to top this.
What made it great? Break it down.
One, it was just so Caribbean. It started off just the DJs playing for like 40 minutes. Everyone was like, when is this about to start? So it just felt so like a Caribbean party. And then...
How many people are in each party? Is there a lot of people there?
And
on each person's side, were there people in the room, other people?
I'm not sure. They was off camera, but they both were in the same room, which made it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they both each had a mic, and they were going back and forth. But energy unmatched. Okay. You wasn't touching. Nobody has touched their energy. Like they were performing songs.
Mm-hmm.
They were going back and forth, dissing each other, making jokes. That was funny. And then the police showed up.
Yeah, the police showed
up. So the police show up in the middle of the battle. And this nigga Bounty Killer cleared. and you just see Beanie Man there like, hey, hold on. Do you want to be that guy? We're live with 500,000 people. You talking to the police officer. Do you really want to be that guy right now? Like, what's the problem? And you just talking to the police officer. And you think at some point the police officer going to come on camera or this could get bad.
Mm-hmm.
But Beanie Man handle it. The police leave. And he's like, all right, Bounty Killer, come back.
That nigga, I feel him. You know?
Because he got out of jail one.
Ooh.
Bounty Killer.
No, hey, you talking about Buju.
I'm tripping.
But what made it also good, they started clashing. So, you know, when they start battling over the same beat, but it was just so good. Like the DJs, they had to be each other DJs because they knew the chemistry. They was just rocking. Like,
what's one of Bounty Killer's songs? Give me one of them. Give me two. Is that one?
No. What's his big, what's one that you would know? What's one that you would know? Hold on. Let me see. Because Beanie Man.
When I went back and watched it, I was like, this is a full blown party. Oh, this is a full.
So there were a lot of people in there?
No, I'm saying it's just the fit. It was a feeling. It was a full blown party.
This is Look. You are looking so intensely.
I don't remember.
You never heard this? And his voice is incredible, but I don't want to get copyright. His voice is incredible. But
this nigga Mike was in there. He was like, "No, there's a lot of yelling going on."
Yeah, but it was so good. Everyone was in there. Rihanna was in there. Yeah. Everybody was in there. Like the energy, like unmatched.
Did that they shit have? What was the amount of people that was in there?
500,000, I think.
Yeah,
it peaked.
There. Island energy is different.
It's different.
It's different.
But what was distracting me the whole time was Beanie Man's gut.
Yeah, that's what
At one point I said they both lost. Beanie got one. Yeah. It was just such a distress. Every time he danced, he looked pregnant.
He looked pregnant. He looked pregnant.
He had these tight pants on. This tight
shirt.
He got
that old Gucci body.
Yeah, that old Gucci body.
He looked inflated. Like he had a lot of inflammation going on. He needed like you need to.
But that nigga.
He need to go to.
He need a probiotic.
Or he need to go to Jiffy Lube.
Yeah,
he got hits though.
Yeah,
Beanie Man just got hits. Yeah, he was just dropping. I was just waiting for all the songs I wanted to hear from both of them. They was just dropping them. It was amazing. Like if you don't watch nothing, you gotta watch the part where they clash and like they was just sharing this beat and they kept bumping each other out of the way and going. That's when I was like, "Woo!" I don't know if y'all heard me scream. I was like, "It's unmatched." I don't know how they gonna top this.
Yeah,
I think it's one today too, but.
I mean, if Jagged Edge do the
you know, if they y'all just dancing. Need to go live stream while they playing that, and y'all just
that's who today is. So it's Jagged Edge, right? Jagged Edge 112.
It's Jagged Edge 112, I think. Okay. They about to hit the dance on y'all, nigga.
Just today at 8. I'm gonna watch a little bit. That one don't excite me.
Yeah, no, it's not exciting, but I do.
Especially after
but where the party at? Fire. That's a fire song.
Yeah, forever.
112 got fired.
Yeah, too. They do. They definitely got fired.
They got fired, but I don't know.
Danny, what you know about that 112?
Man, bro.
That's when you know a nigga don't know nothing. Man, bro.
Habisha. Injara. Darawat.
What you say?
Darawat. The man of invincibility.
So I watched Insecure last night. They started at Ethiopian.
Yeah.
The first season, first episode started.
Yeah.
But
So Florida. Listen, my father, Cam, Mike, and Chaz are from Florida. Four of the craziest niggas I know. But nah, Florida just stayed doing some shit. So. A Florida woman arrested after kissing strangers at a bar and then calling 911 on the same bar for violating social distance rules. Yo, duh. That shit was so fun. Basically, she in the bar drunk, started trying to kiss people. She don't look good, so they not trying to kiss her anyway. And this white woman,
that's the biggest
I believe.
Problem.
This what she looked like.
She
looked like Roseanne, but a poor version.
Yeah, she looked like meth Roseanne.
Meth Zan. That's not like a rapper.
Little Meth Zan. Oh my
god, that's what she looked like. You see that, Danny?
Oh.
Yeah, so she was in there kissing people, and I guess she was kissing.
That's sexual assault.
She said she was kissing people, all this stuff. Then they told her to leave. Then she gets to the parking lot, and then she was like, "I'm calling the cops for y'all violating social distance rule. You in here trying to kiss people, and you mad because niggas not kissing you. They don't want to kiss you, and now you gonna call
everybody's
the cops."
Everybody's trying to social distance from you. Yeah,
exactly. Everybody's literally staying away. But I was like, dog, this shit is just getting out of hand. This COVID shit is wild, dog. People are out here acting foolish. I'm like, why are you in here trying to? I know you drunk. I get, and white people be doing. I don't know if she white or Hispanic, but she look white. But if you white, they've been kissing people for centuries in parties. Yeah, you know, they've been trying to do that. I don't know what it is.
Remember that girl, that white girl who attacked me at what's the club we went to that night?
I feel like I remember that.
And remember, I came back and had all these kisses on my cheeks. They just kept pulling my. I'm like,
they be ready to kiss a mouth.
Oh my god!
A human mouth, a dog mouth, like it's just.
But here's
just
the thing:
kids and mouths.
I've just seen. I keep seeing
ready
the
to
test.
Call you nigger in bed like Doja Cat.
That's what scared me most about this whole pandemic.
Yeah,
is just taking this test.
Yeah.
So I'd rather keep social distancing than take that test.
Yeah, Glita.
I can't.
That's why
nose one.
That's why I can't. That's why I can't do
I
coke.
A new
I barely
one
like
I got on
pepper
my
in my
story.
Nose.
I got one of my when. I'll do or take blood or something.
Yeah,
but that up the nose. Yeah. Like if I feel a feeling like I want to go out, I watch one of them. Oh, I'm staying.
Why is the nose so? Why does it have to be through the nose? Why can't I spit in the cup?
And that shit like this long, like
yeah, that shit long.
Like the Q-tip took a blue chew.
Yeah, it looked like they trying. And trying to fuck your brain with it.
Yeah, Q-tip took a blue chew. Yeah, that shit long
as fuck, man. I'm like, yo, that shit is long. And then they keep going. They be like, almost there. You gonna touch the back of my fucking brain?
And they feel like that last push too. Like they go in a little bit,
yeah,
and then be like, okay, almost there, and they kind of like chill on the last part. It's like Jesus Christ,
fight a nigga.
Oh yeah, nigga, I feel like I'm gonna have a concussion. By yeah, the time they
and then even the people at the Ozark place. Lake Ozark. It was just a sea of white people and one black dude that I seen. Just partying up for Memorial Day weekend.
They're like, why? Get your ass out of here, man.
Yeah. And shout out to Memorial Day. Shout out to my dad. You know what I'm saying? Military, my mama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what that's for, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I forget what this holiday is for.
Yeah.
Because we got Veterans Day. We got.
Yeah, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Labor Day. I don't know what.
What's Labor Day?
I think it's just with for workers or something.
Is that the one where the cubicle worker sees a shadow?
I think that's Groundhog Day, but groundhogs don't work in offices, so I'm not sure.
Okay. so Bill Murray Day.
But yeah, but speaking of Memorial Day, it was Memorial Day weekend this past weekend. You know, that's a big time for Vegas.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a big time for Vegas. And so Vegas is literally shut down till I think summer 2021, they said. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So they laid off all their employees at like Dre's nightclub and some Vegas other places. Like, and it's like, damn.
It's ghost town there.
It's wild to think that that didn't happen this year. Like, Memorial Day weekend in Vegas. It might have been something. No way there's people out there. Because if the club's closed,
what make it bad is, like, all the people that, you know, plan on, that's their big money week.
Yeah.
Like, that sustains them for the rest of the year. And, like, not to have that.
Yeah, my thing is, like, who wants to get in a public pool?
Oh, yeah, with just...
Like, I feel like I don't know if I can.
All the white people at Ozark Lake, man.
Public pool again. And what that means, I'm not just saying community pool. I'm talking about when you go to Vegas.
Public pool.
People are partying in the pool and stuff. Like... You know how much bacteria this shit gets in?
Oh, yeah, no.
I be in the pool, too. Yeah. But I'm saying now, after COVID, it's kind
of
like...
We've all got traces of semen on us from the pool.
Definitely. We've had semen.
We got female juices.
If you do go to a party and you hear Gunna come on, get out the pool.
Yeah, get out the pool because it's over for you.
There's ejaculation.
They say that water is quite disgusting. And we know because people be in there fucking all type of juices, pussy now, juices, like, in there and all type of shit.
You have a pandemic on the rise to think about going to a public pool now. It's like.
You was already scared before. Now it's why. Like.
Because I'm trying to think. I was trying to think the other day, like. How many normal things am I thinking about getting back to?
Yeah.
Because, like, how long is it going to take until I hop on a plane again? How long is it going to take until I hop on
a plane? I'm not as afraid of for some reason anymore.
What?
If I got my man. I'm not as afraid. I'm saying
that's
when
circulation
I
of air?
No, it is. But I'm not as afraid of it like when I first started for some reason.
I feel like when you really get on that plane.
Oh, it's going to hit me.
You sit down. You hear anybody start coughing and stuff.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to feel them.
I'm going to say this.
Bare minimum.
For at least the next 2 years, if I get on a plane, I will have a mask.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, like, you
for
got sure. To.
I ain't going to say it's for the rest of my life. Well, yeah. But for the next 2 years, definitely. I'm
for
masked
sure.
up.
And at first, they were saying that the planes were going to have. We're gonna take out the middle slane.
Hey, that's a blessing.
Hey, more of them cookies right there.
That's a blessing. I ate about five.
But
y'all
they
time.
Did it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like they came
saying.
Back and said that they're gonna keep. They're letting everybody on flights as usual if they're paying for it. Basically, come on.
Yeah.
So it's like, can I get on a packed plane and really feel? I don't know if I feel comfortable. I know eventually I'm gonna have to get back on one. You know, whether it's for business.
Our girls flying out.
Girls will still, people still, hoes will still fly out. Okay. Hoes will always fly out.
They're okay, hoes do what they're doing.
The first one, they're essential workers.
Okay, yeah, hoes are essential workers.
As soon
they're
as possible.
No, you know what? Hoes are essential workers.
They need to open up liquor stores. They need to open up hoes.
Ruby ain't flying out no more.
I mean, we need
more.
To continue to open up hoes.
Ruby.
Yeah, no, she's not
Ruby
flying
ain't
out
flying
no
more.
Ruby, who's that?
It's a long story.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
But the ones that know, I was talking to Rome.
Yeah, but hoes
are people.
That's
they
good.
Know.
I'm glad to say that.
Okay.
Hoes are essential workers. You know, what I'm saying they got to make sure that the guys they find to stay, you know, stay working, stay released, stay. You know, what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that?
Man. Yeah.
Keep the mental.
That's a very important thing. Oh, yeah. You know, along with drugs, prostitution, all that shit. Just legalize it.
I ain't gonna say
just keep
that,
it sanitized.
just keep clean.
Just keep it clean. That's all I'm asking for.
Vegas, man. If y'all in Vegas, or don't go to Vegas because ain't nothing there
right
for you
now. Strip clubs are this done right now. But even if they come back, it may not be no touching, which a lot of them already had. Which I ain't trying to go.
I ain't trying to go. What's the point of me being?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's not a place. That's not a place I'm going to respectfully watch. No, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean,
because there ain't no touching.
Yeah, no. I mean, every stripper is on OnlyFans now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the best way. I mean, and they're probably making more money from that.
Absolutely.
That's going to be the question.
Yeah, if strippers
are making more money online, are they going to go back to
the show? Remember when we were talking about Demon Time, the girl said she made 4,000 in 8 minutes.
She's not going back.
Maybe work 2 days or a whole.
She's not going back.
That much money, but she made it in like 8 minutes.
She's not going back.
Well, but look, it's the times too, so we don't know until it's up.
When it's up.
It still popped like that when it's up, then no, she ain't got to go back.
But that was that was the direction even before the pandemic. Like online girls on webcams and stuff was going like this already.
And are
this
they
just kind of speeded it up? Like,
are they going to be masked up while they dancing? That's kind of sexy. It's a little, you know, it's a mystery. Like, I don't know what she look like. I can just see the eyes.
I need to know what she look like.
Then that's going to be. Become a fetish.
This is gonna become a fetish.
Like, damn, dog, what she look like without that mask?
Take that mask off. Leave your clothes on. Take that mask off.
Then that nigga's gonna start saying, "Hey, put him in a whole what's it called? Habib.
Put him in
a hijab. Whatever.
Put him in a Nick Cannon. Put him in a Nick Cannon rap.
That'd be kind of sexy though. Some Muslim girls at a strip club.
You said
a Nick Cannon. I just heard that.
Then they gonna be naming the clubs Assassin Creed.
I'm paying to go to that. I'm in there. I'm dropping some. I'm throwing some money.
Oh,
I'm definitely in there.
Because if they slowly take off their clothing, all that clothes you barely see.
Yeah.
They got body under there.
Oh yeah, Assassin's Creed.
And Ass Latin.
And Ass Latin. Oh yeah. We about, hey man, we got a new market for strip clubs, man.
Yeah.
To take them clothes off.
But
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Speaking of passing stuff like COVID through kissing, you heard it could possibly spread through farts.
Well, y'all
so every
all
time wrong fart.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Y'all thought about that?
No, you remember I said through eating ass.
Oh, yeah, through eating ass. Yeah, yeah.
But just straight farts. They're researching now. So every time Rome fart, I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's over for y'all.
You ripping him?
Yeah, this morning.
I was like, all right, Rome.
Yeah, I think the smoothie, because I haven't ate meat for like 4 days, and I've been eating a lot of smoothies and sea moss and all that stuff. But this morning, that shit was bubbling, nigga. I'm in that popping.
Even your asshole, like, I'm trying to get out. I'm sick of this fart.
Busting off, nigga.
Researcher named Swan says, luckily we wear a mask which covers our farts all the time, referring to the protective aspects of pants, shorts, and dresses, underwear, and other garments. Mm-hmm. I think that we should do in terms of social distancing and be safe that you don't fart close to other people and that you don't fart with your bottom bare.
Don't fart in the shower. Look, I'm not close to people. So
it could be in fecal matter, and you know a little bit of fecal matter is in farts.
So
which I be telling Rome, check his drawers when he be ripping.
I mean, everybody got to check their drawers.
No, but you got to check them too,
because your shit be airy too.
No, but see, mine airy.
Air is fart.
I'm saying yours be like ripping, like it's like your booty holding them.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
what
it look.
But
I know it wave.
But then we say everybody's like sound. What it sounds like?
No, everybody's far different. Mike is a horn. He's a band.
Mike has a musician. It's not like Trick Daddy. Shut up, like what is Trick Daddy or is it Mike?
Cam sounds like an office coworker frustrated.
That is true.
Rome sound. Picture like your butt being zipped up. Imagine your butt zipped up and it's being unzipped.
It's like
flesh is ripping.
And then the manual guy, he got quiet quacks.
Yeah, he got the duck. He got duckies. Like his name should be Duckworth, not Kendrick. Because it should be like Aflac.
He got insurance ass farts.
Every time this nigga fart, you get insurance.
That nigga fart. They be like, damn, I need some car insurance. Man, you be like, hold on. Aflac.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if Aflac is insurance.
Every time this nigga fart, I think Ben in the room.
Oh my God, no. Hold on.
He's laughing, man.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That just made me cry.
You ain't exempt. What Danny?
Yeah, Danny.
Like?
Danny probably be on. I be shot.
Before we came in the kitchen yesterday, Danny was like, I ain't gonna lie, I just farted. I'm like, oh, come on,
now. No. He said, I ain't gonna lie, I just let out a small fart. No, you didn't. Nigga. You let out a big fart.
Danny's fart sound like Quavo on a track.
Rats too skinny. Rats
too skinny. That is funny.
Every time Danny farts,
I don't even know how to.
When Danny farts, like, fart it.
That's funny. So we got a band. Look, we got a band. We got a clothing store. We got an office working. We got an insurance. Dog.
We got a frustrated.
Hold on, what's yours?
It's a frustrated office worker.
It's like a horse, dude.
Oh shit!
Nah, there's been times I heard Cam room. Sounds like a gas leak though, because you just.
Oh, it's just like a little wind.
Noble wind.
This nigga is poisoning us.
Damn right normal.
Yeah, but
we got one with corona, one with radiation.
But luckily, we got you to insure.
Yeah, I got everybody's insurance policy on deck in my asshole. Let me pull out these papers right quick.
Duh, that's great.
What the fuck are we talking?
That's
about?
Phenomenal.
Hold on, right. We literally had farts on the board.
Yeah, I had to talk about it.
I thought this was a side conversation.
No, that's farts.
Remember,
right?
I brought up that it could be.
This nigga had farts.
Is he had medical? Medical.
Y'all think about that. This is dormtainment, right?
We have a board on the side.
We have our segments, and literally, think of any business you go into. If you saw one of their on their business board,
let me explain.
Out of all this, you see Joe Rogan.
Let me explain.
You see,
Beanie versus Bounty.
And then you just see farts.
Yeah, farts,
look,
nigga.
Because I didn't want to give it away. Yeah, sometimes it got to be a surprise. Yeah, you got to make
farts.
It better.
And farts gonna never not be funny.
Yeah, I didn't want to put COVID farts because y'all would have read it already. COVID farts. So I had to just.
And the reason
farts.
Why farts are funny, especially in this house, no old house farts are funny. Right. Let me tell you two situations where farts is funny. Me and Cam.
Okay.
So one time I be in my room, and this nigga, I hear him come out his bathroom. He's upstairs.
Who is this? This is Cam.
Come on, man. This nigga's upstairs. He'll shut the door. I hear the toilet lid go up, and all I hear is. He be starting laughing. I start laughing, though. I'm like, I'm childish, though.
And you would be in your room with the door closed.
Yeah, with the door, you can hear it, though. And I'd be laughing. Yeah, tell him. Mine funny. His funny, too.
This is when the funniest shit ever happened in dorm town. So, Rome, this is years ago. Rome had a young lady over.
Mm-hmm.
She spent the night.
You poor!
So, it's early in the morning. And I'm hearing, like, talking, like, he talking to the girl, you know, he trying to get her to leave. So they just, I know that lingo. He trying to get her to leave. She finally,
you know, I got work this morning.
I hear him open the front door. She leave, they hug. I can hear, like, hug. All right, bye. This is quiet.
Oh, my God.
This nigga closes the door. As soon as he closes the door, I hear,
nigga. He started
I fucking screamed. This is like 7 something in the morning.
I don't give a fuck what type of man you with. He farted with Idris Elba, one of these niggas. Believe me,
when you leave,
when he closes the door after you, that nigga has ripped.
Let me split.
Believe
it. It's like 7 in the morning. I fucking scream because I know when you wake up gassy. This man was holding this phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I mean, so he didn't even lock the door yet. As soon as it closed, this nigga ripped it. And I just screamed. I didn't know he was holding that.
The funny thing is, she could have heard that.
No, she could have. She could have heard
that. Because room parts are loud.
I ain't give a fuck.
Like, I'd be in my room. There's a door. There's a wall. Then there's another wall that separates the kitchen. I hear this nigga in the kitchen.
Man, this house open, man.
No, your butt open.
Or maybe too tight.
Yeah, his butt tight.
It's good. It need to be tight.
Like that fart is strong
on the nigga. Like flesh ripping.
Like it's building up pressure. Like
that shit, Super Saiyan, nigga.
Like Yosemite.
Yosemite.
Rome Yosemite.
That's fun. No, that should be fun. And all it's farts is just funny when it's quiet and don't nothing be going on. And you just hear a nigga fart. I don't know why that shit funny. That shit funny, man. Call me childish. I don't
farts,
give a fuck.
Noises and people falling always gonna be funny.
It's funny.
Rome almost slipped this morning.
Oh, yeah. Man, that slipping shit, that shit's scary, though.
Slipping is worse than falling, man. I'm telling
forever.
You.
Forever.
And that hallway right at the crease of the door is dangerous. That shit dangerous, yeah, right, man. There.
So
speaking of farts,
BT Awards.
Oh shit!
I didn't do no research on this. I didn't read no article. I just seen it. People saying,
"Come
it.
On,
I think
man, that's
I just,
the type of information I like."
I know. But I forgot to talk about this last week. I think so. I just saw it in my things. But I heard BT Awards is still gonna go on, but it's gonna be virtual. As soon as I saw that, I started laughing. I'm like, the regular show bad. So I know the virtual
channel,
show.
You need the whole channel.
I know the virtual show going to be, it's going to be all kind of problems.
Yeah, it's not.
It's going to be like, probably going to skip out.
Oh, yeah.
Probably going to freeze. And I haven't been excited for any award show in years.
That shit going to be 8-bit.
I'm excited for this.
That
shit, I just want to see what
that
happens.
Be what
was
eight?
That battle when, whatchamacallit, battled Teddy.
Teddy Riley and Babyface.
Babyface, how they mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit
just gonna, like that.
That shit going to be 8-bit digital, nigga.
This going to be funny.
The fucked up thing, BET has the best like, BET should be coming out with the strongest black
absolutely.
Platform.
Absolutely.
Right now. They should have
why?
The strongest black.
No, you say in general,
saying,
yeah.
They are BET.
Yeah.
They should be at the forefront of starting a streaming service that is all black and having all the content in the world for us.
Should
but
no,
it just
no
never,
matter. Should
I,
no matter.
I know, man. I know. Maybe my should. Expectations are too high, and I don't know how because they're
BET,
none.
As we always say, should have had Insecure, should have had Atlanta, should have had what else? What other great black shows out?
Everything. Blackish.
Blackish should have had
all those but shows.
But no, they wanted to come. They wanted to be family friendly, so they took Uncut off. They started just doing like Tyler Perry.
BET was the best when they had music. They was the best.
106 and Park, Rap City, The Basement, Cedar's World.
That's what got them in the game.
Hit the streets.
All that shit. That's when BET was the best.
Yeah, that shit was.
And Uncut.
Like, it doesn't take a lot of money to make it look good now. And update everything and just I don't know, man.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to.
Their YouTube better than their channel.
I told you, we had an argument a long time ago, and I said, yo, if BET gave us an opportunity, I would love to go there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's almost taking a football franchise that's been at the bottom for so long.
Jordan to the Bulls.
What? Yeah, they were at the
Jordan,
bottom.
Jordan to the Bulls.
I feel like you're
feel
getting
like
the
Redskins.
Jordan to the Bulls. That's what we're trying to elevate. But I would take on that opportunity pleasure because it's like, yo, if you're the one to make that company that has been kind of looked at as such a just a,
I think that's
of quality.
I think that's
production.
What they're doing with Lena because all her stuff looked like the quality it should be.
It is,
like, I didn't see the 20s yet, but when I looked at the trailer,
the quality,
I'm like, for BET, this is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks amazing for BET.
They should just have. They should just be so on the
forefront. Everywhere else, it would be standard.
Yeah,
but. For BET, it looks amazing. That's just
and see, that sucks too. You're saying everywhere else is going to be standard, but for BET, that's good. Like, why?
Because
that's what they said.
Haven't been putting out quality. Yeah. So when someone comes that wants to do quality and they finally let them do it, it looks great on
BET. Got to take that B off the BET. I'm sorry. Because it's just like, why? Don't be a bad representation of a whole culture of people that want something great right now.
But not everyone thinks it's bad.
Yeah, not everybody thinks
it's bad. Man, we know, man. That when was the last time they were truly a part of the culture?
You didn't see that Bruh trailer?
Come on, man.
You ain't excited for Bruh?
Come on, man.
You didn't see that trailer?
You saw that trailer.
Let me stop trolling. Go ahead.
All right.
I feel you.
That's it. That's just it on my thoughts.
Let's talk about some pussy.
Is the heat on?
Yeah, it's probably Mike, man. Mike got to put some weight on, man.
Yeah,
nah, it better not be the heat. That's why I'm hot in here.
That's the heat, yeah.
Why is the heat on? Yeah. Mike, put on a jacket, yeah, yeah,
come on,
he's
man.
Still trying to gain weight, man.
Nah, fuck nah, that. Man,
it's 80 degrees outside. Yeah, no heat. It's summer. Know, it's shit. Summer.
Nigga, just
I'm sweating in here.
It did get hot real quick.
Like, I thought I was tripping.
That shit was piping, Mike. We love you, dog, but you gotta put on a jacket.
I don't love him when you turn on the heat.
You gotta put on a jacket, my nigga. All
right, what's next, bro?
Let's talk about pussy.
He said Doja Cat.
Man, I'm just saying. Okay, me and my girl had an argument the other night. Okay, we would talk because
and
so you know we had to finish editing. I had to finish editing the room noise episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We were caught up working on that.
Yeah.
Tonight, and I think it was Saturday. She was having a game night,
mm-hmm.
and she
virtual,
said, yeah, virtual game night. And she was like, and I told her, I was like, I don't know if I could make it tonight, but either way, I'll let you know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So came over here, the whole day passes by, and I forget to call.
Yes, yeah.
I was just working.
Was working.
So I forgot to call.
You're
so
busy,
by
man.
The time I got home,
yeah,
I'm just saying two.
You seen two? Okay,
I'm
like
seeing, I'm seeing some
not tube. Attitude, just two.
Just two.
Yeah, just two. Yeah.
She don't really give too much. You
didn't
know,
get the attitude.
Less of yeah. this, more just this.
Yeah, like, two.
Just all.
I don't be liking that two shit. Cut that two off your fucking face.
Yeah. Silent that tude, treatment. That get a little bit of little that. Bit, you know what I'm saying? Or just the quick. Yeah, when I ask something, you know that type of shit.
Okay.
So I'm just like, all right, and so I understand her. I understood her perspective. We eventually talked.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I understood her perspective. It wasn't that I came late or missed the thing. It was the fact that I didn't hold true to my word. I said I was going to call
her know. Gotcha,
either
gotcha,
way,
gotcha.
Right?
Okay, that's
so
fair.
So it's all about your word.
That's fair.
Doja Cat.
You told me you got an Android, though?
Yeah.
Doja Cat.
Got out.
Doja Cat.
Said before her album dropped that if she surpassed a certain amount of views or album sales, whatever the fuck it was, that she would show her titties. That's what she said.
Oh, okay.
Her numbers surpassed that of what she said. She told all her fans
this. Yeah, yeah.
As soon as a large part of that, or at least a part of that, of her surpassing her numbers, was her telling all the pervs in the world that, I will show, we will get titties if we pay for your album, pay for whatever it is you're giving us. By the time they were congratulating her that she did all this, it was asked, what about Sean?
What about them titties?
Oh, I'm not gonna, that was just, of course I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, no, you can't.
This is your word.
Yeah, you can't tell people that. You can't tell
people
that.
You can't just do that, right?
Yeah, you can't.
She's taking advantage of all these sweet young pervs out there that
want to. Men and women.
That want to see them titties.
Yeah, you can't come into the team and promise to take them to the championship and don't do it.
And don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, you're not coming through on your part, on your end of the deal.
Yeah, you got to uphold that.
And now 2 weeks later, well, weekly, I don't know how long it's been. I'm forgetting the days every day. I thought it was Wednesday night.
You didn't. We do it every Monday.
But anyway.
You thought you missed the new episode of Bruh.
But I was like, bruh.
This nigga.
but so 2 weeks later now.
Yeah.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Wants to throw him around. It's called a white boy online nigger. And to have him.
Wait.
Okay, so she's on webcam, and I guess she does freaky webcams or something sometimes or something.
But she ain't showing no titties?
She ain't showing no titties, though. You know, she's just talking maybe to fans. Or I don't know who the fuck she's talking to.
Yeah.
Online, she asked this white dude, like,
yeah.
She says, suck my dick, nigger, or something like
that. With ER?
Yeah, no, definitely with
ER. You saw this.
Yeah, there's video.
Suck my dick,
Danny,
nigger.
Can you pull that up real quick? Yeah. Hold on, I want y'all to see this.
Suck my dick, nigger.
So she tells this white dude, and now, you know, everybody's upset and kind of having debate about this. What's wrong? You know, like, and apparently she's into this shit, you know, that freaky shit. But that's not even a point. The point is,
she ain't showing no titty.
She ain't showing no
titty. I don't care about that.
She ain't showing no titty. Yeah. I don't care about you calling nigga, nigga.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about
niggas,
that.
White niggas, black niggas, yeah. Niggas.
Yeah, what the, what's up with the titties?
I seen it trending Doja Cat's over, then I seen the next day apologizing with sorry Doja Cat. I'm not getting into this one.
Why they sorry now?
Let's talk about it, but I don't know. I didn't get into it.
It's just an ever-revolving door. It was just a lot. My biggest thing, I don't even care about the titties. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the word. It's the word. It's the amount.
Principle.
That's how I learned. That's how we need to learn. Look at this.
It's principle. What? What?
Yeah, she acts.
I don't even know why.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
It just got weird after that.
It's just weird.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
But
it's more so weird. But yeah, fuck all that. What's some titties doing?
Yeah, so what's some titties doing? You willing to do all that? You willing to go and just cause a ruckus with that shit? Where the titties at? Where the titties at? You said it.
You're a man.
You said it.
I respect that. You're a man of your word. I think she should be a woman of word. Yeah, that's
be a woman of your word. Why are we holding y'all to a standard?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Come on.
That's
now.
True. I can't argue with that. I can't.
Doja Cat, show them titties.
I can't argue with that.
I have no counter argument against that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Protester. I'll never buy a Doja Cat album again.
Oh, man. You'll calm down. You got to calm down, man. Now,
say so.
You
got to
calm
down. Say so.
Say did. Say,
wait. Say I don't know. What's that mean?
Wait, I'm not.
That's a hit song.
I was
right
trying
now.
To act like I did.
Oh, making a pun.
Okay. Yeah.
Got to be quicker than that.
Yeah, yep.
Snyder cut.
All right. So, we talked about the cat's butthole cut before.
Yeah.
That was a big topic. Yeah. Y'all know how much I want the butthole cut to come
out. Yo, pass
out.
Me another one of them oatmeals, man. Them oatmeal's crazy.
Wrong. You better watch that.
I know. I'm going to get fat again.
Yeah. We were just talking about
the old 2 days.
You say you can gain 40 pounds in 2 months.
I can.
But anyway, the Snyder Cut of Justice League has officially been announced to come out on HBO Go Max. The new streaming platform that is about to contest heavily with the Netflixes and all this. And fans essentially are getting what they want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at what happened with Sonic, You know what I'm saying? How ugly that first... Did you see Sonic?
No.
I mean, did you see the trailer for it? Yeah. When they switched over the character.
Yeah.
And that was all because of fan protests. Mm-hmm. So now fans... A lot of people thought this would never happen. And it actually is happening. So we're kind of at a switching point now to where fans are going to be more in charge of, like,
yeah, they got control
deciding where what movies are going to be made.
They got control of everything but Doja Cat titties.
But we're gonna get those fans. We're gonna work together. I'm all starting right to protest immediately.
All right, bet.
But
no counter argument against
you said what now?
Roll.
So no. Yeah. So yeah, Justice League's officially coming out. They're gonna be putting like $20 to $30 million into the movie too. Mm-hmm. Because it was never finished. So they're gonna actually finish it. It's supposed to be totally different from the original cut. Yada yada.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care. It's like
that's what I was about
it
to
looked
say.
The first trailer. It looked trash. All this
because of like, how bad the movie was.
Yeah, but now it's like it's so late. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. You just trying to get me to subscribe. Nah. This one ain't working.
It's only really that's gonna touch the people.
Shit on YouTube.
The people that are gonna care are all those comic book geeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Myself, but you know, Justice League was such a bad movie. But they're saying Zack Snyder was saying this whole time that movie was completely different from his cut of the movie. Like a lot of the scenes are
completely different.
Completely different.
That's wild.
So, you know, even the villain's different. The whole villain they have, okay. Like, is they're gonna bring back Darkseid and shit. So, you know, I don't know. It could be, if this does end up working out, it could be something that starts a bigger trend.
Mm.
Because even now, the guy who created Suicide Squad is saying, well, they fucked up my version too. Can I get put on my shit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Every director got a bad something. Yeah, they fucked up my movie.
Yeah, I had 3 more pages in this movie. I need that release cut.
It's a slippery slope because it could be good, it could be bad, you know, to give that power.
Yeah,
I think because it's been so long, Justice League just wasn't good.
Same movie edited.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean it's like what happened was Zack Snyder got let go from the movie. He's the director. He got let go from the movie and then ended up because his child died or something like that. Right. And then Josh Whedon, who directed the first Avengers and the second one, came in and they reshot a lot of stuff. And did a whole new ending.
Right.
And Zack Snyder said this is not his movie at all. Yeah. Like his movie was totally, and you could kind of tell because in the trailers for Justice League, there's some shots that were never in the movie. Like some things that were like, where is this from? Like, you know. So it's just gonna be interesting to see where it goes. You know, people are gonna be asking more for recuts, whatever the director wants.
Yeah. Was it like his cut? Did it start off good? That they used his part, then it got bad where the director picked up. Like you remember in Godzilla after Bryan Cranston died, how the movie just went down the drain.
God, it just dropped.
Was it like that?
That shit went
like
down.
In Justice League.
Yeah.
That movie was such a mess to me. To be
honest, that's why I didn't even watch it. It looked terrible. I didn't know it was gonna be bad.
You know, I just don't know, man. It could have been, especially when you're comparing it to what Marvel does. And I don't even want to do that because I don't feel like, you know,
only
DC,
Batman series can live up to any of that. That's the best thing on DC because it's Batman. Even a bad writer would still make a good Batman movie.
But
the stories are so good. The backstory is so damn good. The characters are so good. And he has the best villains of any comic book character. Argue that.
Batman's so lame. So like, speaking of that, like it's just funny. He got the best villains. I give him that. But I found a Twitter this weekend called Batman Slander, and y'all, it is the best shit.
Hold on, it's at Batman.
It's at Batman Slander, and it says, "Get this fraud out of here."
You can't trust people that follow sites like that.
It's got 75,000.
You got
followers.
A question?
It just started this weekend.
You got a question? Their mindset, people. That make accounts like that.
This shit is so funny.
Like, what's going on in their
one tweet
life?
Says Batman is the only superhero that couldn't break out of jail if he got locked up. He just got to do his time and hope for an appeal. Batman put you in the hospital.
That's not true.
Batman put you in the hospital. Then Wayne Corp ups your insurance premium.
That's
this
not fucking
nigga said, he said, "Do you understand
not that if they with Emmanuel's insurance company?"
It just said, "Do you understand that if Batman's Batmobile breaks down, he has to request an Uber Black to go save people's lives?" This the funniest one. The Joker been giving Batman the work for 50 years with nothing but a crowbar and red Fenty lipstick. I'm not trying to hear this weak ass superhero.
Y'all ain't gonna sit here and tell me that like this nigga and Iron Man ain't like the same nigga. Oh, they both ain't man. Got powers.
That shit.
But they make funny. It work. That's what make them even better.
And then I posted a tweet where these two African kids were just sitting there and they were sitting there like just bored on the couch and it said this is Batman and Robin every time superheroes start flying.
They turn into African?
No, they just sitting there bored. That shit's funny. I'm gonna follow that page forever.
Gotta question those people.
And they were lame, though.
Something's up. What's going on in their personal life?
Last thing I got real quick is water gun baptisms. Have y'all been seeing
this? No, I didn't.
I've seen a priest, some people going by and he's squirting.
I got actually some pictures. But yeah, man. Everybody's desperate to start back up life again, apparently, because...
So niggas is drive-by baptized.
Get blessed, nigga!
Strap up, nigga! Get blessed, nigga.
Get blessed, nigga!
But yeah, it's like...
Drive-by baptisms.
See, innovation.
This is the one I saw, the bottom left.
That so they
yeah, lit. Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know what he was doing, so this is a baptism?
There's a baptism.
So the person's in the car.
Baptism, essentially. Mm-hmm. One person's in the car.
That's wild.
And like, they got water guns.
He got the real super soldier. Like, this is going to hurt this baby.
Yeah, and he's like holding it like a gun. He's really trying to shoot this
Yeah, like a sniper, dog.
There's
like,
no way that the dad ain't going to get wet either.
That baby going to drown. Like, you got.
Like, we're that desperate to get like, this baby.
You see everything that's in. Like, the one thing that's in common.
Like, all the priests.
What's the one thing
on
that's in common in all these photos?
That they white?
They white.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
They all had some priest dick, too. Definitely.
Some priest
dick. That's how you get caught up in this fucking cult.
Only priest I know is penis? Holmes. Football joke.
Oh, nigga took it back on Kansas City.
Holmes, nigga.
No, that shit looked funny, though. And the baby looked terrified.
Torturing these kids.
Drive by baptism.
Like, why right now?
Like you don't need to do that right now.
Just wait.
I'm like, yo, I really need to go get this baby baptized.
Imagine your parents show you that.
All them kids gonna grow in this generation with these phones and need baptisms again.
Yeah, imagine.
You might as well wait.
Yeah, but you might as well just did.
Imagine your parents show you that when you get older. You gonna be mad as fuck. Mom, you got me out here looking stupid as fuck.
No, that's gonna be a cool throwback picture.
What?
That picture right there. You're right.
Talking about throwback Thursday during
quarantine when I got baptized. That's gonna be cool.
Baptized me with a water gun. Every kid being born now, their lives are being defined.
Oh yeah, it's
I think about that. I'm like, if I, you know, in the future may have kids, I need to start, you know, doing it big for their IG.
Doing
so
it
when they
big
post me, they like my dad
IG.
Back in the 2000s. They say, oh my, your dad was cool.
Well, you already got it. You got dick touch the water.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. This is what my dad was doing. Platinum
kids
single.
Have fun.
And platinum single.
Plenty of stuff for them to choose. I would be fascinated if my dad did what we're doing.
Oh
go
man,
back and
yeah.
Watch it. Like
yeah.
Him in the '70s doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo,
our kid, our great great grandkid gonna have a blast.
Like
nigga.
Imagine listening to this, hearing your dad with a different voice because he's younger.
Yeah.
And all of these topics, like if your child comes and say. Well, where were you doing during quarantine? Go listen during this date.
Yeah.
You can listen to everything.
And then your daughter come back. What's the god, god, god? Hey.
Hey, skip that part.
Skip that part.
Hey, bitch. Skip that part,
bitch. Bitch, let me tell you something.
We were talking about sucking dick. All right, now go play with your friends.
Now go play with your friends. Get out of here.
Have a good
don't
day.
Be out there sucking no dick, man. Yeah, my little brothers and both, like my younger brother, Gideon, he don't really know what's going on. My dad asked
him. Sound like a laugh.
Or Gideon. It's a Bible.
Gideon, yeah. It's going to sound like a t-shirt, like Gildan.
Gildan. But he said my dad talks to him. And my dad was like, so he talks to him and just ask him what he knows was going on. He's like, well, you know, he just knows that he can't be around his friends and then like that. I was like, I wonder what that does for their psyche and stuff like that. Like, it's just interesting that he can't really, they're the age where he wants to play, you know what I'm saying, go out and be with his friends, but
yeah.
He can't. My older brother, well, older, younger brother, Josh, he's about to be 14 this year, so he cool. Like, he don't,
imagine yeah. If you were, like, stuck in the house, it was a
Jack
pandemic.
And Dick. He oh, had yeah. That air.
I told my dad's, oh,
how old
that's a quick, 14. That's a quick segment.
Oh, yeah.
That's a quick segment. My dad called me, he said, you know, he said, so his grandmother, And his aunt are flying in from Ethiopia to stay because his grandma come from Ethiopia. And it was like, I was like, first off, you about to eat so goddamn good. I was like, you about to eat.
He ain't going to touch a pot.
Oh, you about to eat so damn good. But second, so I was like, yeah. So I was like, what Josh going to do? He was like, yeah, Josh getting at the age where he need to have his own room. I was like, yeah, he need to have his own space.
The Jack and Dick. And that's
what begun. I looked at my dad. I was like, you know what for? He like, oh, yeah, I know what for. Like, he needed his own room. You can't put him in there with Gideon no more. Gideon don't need to see that yet. It ain't his time yet. Mm-hmm. You know, he got to get out of there. So my dad thinking about moving Josh to one of the, because he got like four bedrooms in that house. So he thinking about moving him to where the man cave kind of is, like that area, and give him a big space. I'm like, yeah,
go to the basement.
I was like, it's like he need that room. Like, yeah,
a lot of socks gonna go missing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I said, Dad, get ready for them hard ass socks. You gonna see socks standing up all over the house in the corner.
You gonna walk in the room and step on something crunchy and ain't gonna be cereal.
It's gonna be t-shirts.
You
need socks.
To ask your dad what you gonna do when, like, if your brother got some swag. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, but we'll see.
If
I don't
your brother
know.
Got
might
some
be a
swag
nerd.
And he got some girls, little girls coming over. You know what I'm saying? Some like.
Coming over when? Just in general. Yeah.
Coming over to his space. You know, how would your dad feel? Like, what would your dad say anything?
Yeah, he gonna say something. He's still gonna parent. You know what I'm saying? Right, but right. I think he'll do it in a way, because my dad was like, I want him to talk to you about that stuff a little more than me, because I think he'll relate to you a little more. I was like, you sure you want that?
I'm sure he listens to this, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
Listen to who?
You think he listens to this podcast?
My little brother? I don't know. I know he watches our stuff, so he probably listens to clips.
He probably think I'm the funniest, huh?
He probably did.
So yeah, he probably listened to clips of just certain stuff. So I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Okay. He follow us on IG? He's seeing some shit if he follow us.
Oh yeah, I don't know my little brother. He might. I don't know how much my dad is letting him see.
Do you feel a responsibility to, like, I don't know, like, have a clean act in some ways for your brother?
No, I feel a responsibility to keep it real with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, even when it comes to, like, high school and shit like that, like,
keep it real.
I think you could give him advice. I raised you good now.
Mm. All right, y'all. This is the end of the podcast. Because Cam getting delirious and shit. All them oatmeal cookies and sugar.
Too much Eddie Murphy.
But that's it. That's all I got for today.
Cool.
All right, y'all. Remember.
Check out
new episode of Room Noise is out right now. Remember to review this podcast. Leave your comments so we can get
on Apple,
iTunes. You know, iTunes, and all that. Anywhere you can leave a comment, bump up the rating.
Now that Joe Rogan gonna be leaving the space, let us take.
Hey, come on,
man.
But we need ratings.
We gonna have some guests. Like, we'll have Elon Musk on here talking about.
COVID farts.
AI
farts.
Hey, what you think about Beanie versus Bunty Killer? Elon? Yeah,
he can be like, well, I'm about to make a new chip that's going to have the able to Beanie Man to form into Bounty Killer. Like, what? What are you talking
about? Does he sound like a black man?
No, I sound like a black man.
Elon. You're doing black voice. Stop.
But make sure y'all follow Room Noise Show on IG. Make sure you follow Dormtainment on everything, and we'll see you next week. Peace.
Yep.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.